recently voted best liberal radio show hosted by a tequila drinker in Oklahoma. It's Bart Cop Radio.
You know, there's an old joke that the Republicans like to tell, and it goes something like this. Big asteroid headed for Earth, certain to crash in Central America, the Central United States, women and children and the orphans to be hurt the worst. And all the conservatives, they all laugh to think, oh, that is so funny. And the reason they do that is because whenever a Republican does something, the Democrats rightly say, you're hurting the poor, you're hurting the children, you're hurting the least represented, you're hurting the most vulnerable, the poorest, the weakest, the oldest. And the Republicans laugh and they say, oh, please, not that old chestnut again. So got me a newspaper in my hand, USA Today, world's greatest paper in my hand. Republicans offer spending cuts is the headline. Bush's drug benefit on list as they see funding for Katrina. And they gave us a list of the programs that may be cut or shrunk. Number one, delay Medicare prescription drug benefit. Now see, just like the meteor, it's going to hit the old people the hardest. It's going to hit the old people. It's going to hit the poor people. It's going to hit the sick. It's going to hurt the youngest people. You know, anybody who can't fight back is going to get screwed by the Republicans because that's what they do. And they're proud of it. And somehow the Democrats can't make an issue out of that. That the Republicans, all they want to do, screw the kids, screw the old people, screw the blacks, screw the gay, screw anyone who can't fight back. If you're a rich white guy and you're straight, oh, we're listening to you, dude. What you think is important. But if you're some Negro in New Orleans and you got flooded, well, we got shit to do. We can't get there today. We can't get there tomorrow. We can't get there Thursday. We can't get there Friday. Maybe we'll show up on Saturday. And don't expect us to have food or water or medicine or competent medical teams. No, no, no. You're black. You're poor. Why would we do anything for you? Second thing they're going to cut, reduce funding for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Screw the sick. Why would anybody care? We got, oh, I don't know, the bird flu coming. So let's cut as much money as we can from the Centers for Disease Control because a worldwide pandemic that kills hundreds of millions, who cares? If you're super rich and white, you might not get the disease. You can send the Mexican help to the store and buy your food. You don't have to mingle with the people if you got that kind of money. We'll just let the lessers, the people who God didn't shine on, we'll let them worry about the bird flu. But if you're rich and white, we just don't care. Third thing they're going to do, restrict first responder grants and help local governments prepare for terrorism. $600 million they're going to cut. Great idea. Who cares that Bush stole $11 trillion? And when you say, George, where'd that money went? He says, 9-11. As if the question's been answered. And what his answer implies is that we've prepared, we're ready now. And then when Katrina hit, it proved that we're not ready, we're not prepared, we don't have any clue what to do in case of an emergency. So where did that money go, George? Where did that $11 trillion go? 9-11. That bastard. All right, here we go, another one. Eliminate funding for corporations for public broadcasting. One of the few places on that whole damn radio where you can get some honest truth, and they've eroded that to hell. I've been listening to some of that debate lately, too, where they put some rabid, monstrous Republican in charge of National Public Radio. And so now, you know, you're getting the Tucker Carlson, you're getting Bob Novak, you're getting every right-wing, bastard asshole, pro-Bush maniac you can find in there. And they're screaming down all the Bill Moyers, all the people that had some brains and some logical science in their shows. They've all been forced out now, and all we got left is a Nazi bastard. So maybe cutting that isn't so bad. Here we go. Another one. Eliminate funding for National Endowment for the Humanities. Maybe there's a point there. I don't know. I can't tell you what the National Endowment for the Humanities does. It doesn't mean it's not a worthwhile program. It just means I am ignorant of its use. Charge federal employees for parking. Well, there you go. Let's tell you what. Let's cut their pay and start charging them more for parking. And we can raise the cost of food like at the cafeterias and stuff. Let's just screw them. There you go. Let's just screw the people who are trying to get by, you know, the super rich, the people who got the $11 trillion. Now, they can't be inconvenienced. No, no. If we're going to screw somebody here, we got to screw the minimum wage people. The guy that's making $7 an hour, let's screw him down to $5 an hour. And the CEO that made $200 million last year, well, he's going to make $250 million this year, because this is America, and the supply and demand, and the markets dictate the yada, yada, yada. That's how the Republicans are, and the Democrats say, okay, whatever you guys want to do is okay with us. Next on the list, freeze payments to UN peacekeeping operations. Hey, exactly. When we need the UN more than we've ever needed them in our entire 200 and whatever it is years, now is the time to screw the UN. Perfect. Not only do we send John Bolton over there so he can take off his shoe and beat it on the podium and scream, you assholes don't know what you're doing. You're not sufficiently bowing to George Bush. You haven't given the governor harumph. That's who we got at the UN, and so we're going to cut off our money to him, too. Perfect. Good thinking, George. Excellent. Just two, three more. Eliminate funding for clean coal technology. We don't need to breathe the air. Clean air is a luxury we cannot afford. I think we can all agree on that. We can just move on. Close elementary and secondary schools in U.S. operated by the Pentagon. Wait, why is the Pentagon operating elementary schools? I don't understand. Ain't got time to figure it out. Last thing on their little list, decline pay raise for members of Congress. That's the last thing. The sons of bitches, the other day, heard on Randy Rhodes, she gets a lot of information. If you want a lot of information, you get it from Randy. She said the bastards the other day voted themselves a pay raise. They voted down something that we needed, and in the middle of the night, it's 2:30 in the morning, and they voted themselves a pay raise. The bastards. They put on the list that we're going to cut our pay, and then while you're not looking, in the middle of the night, and because they control the flow of information, you don't know this unless you listen to Randy Rhodes or, by extraction, old Barcap Radio. So these bastards, they put it on the list. They're going to cut their own pay, and while you're not looking, they give themselves a pay raise. So maybe if they get caught, they can say, oh, well, we'll give half back. So they end up with a net of half a raise. The sons of bitches. This is what Bush has done. I got stack after stack after stack here. Bush is screwing everything. There's just like no piece of America that hasn't felt the Bush screwing. They're just stealing all they can for, you know, they act like the second coming is, you know, like what, 3-4 years away. And they've got to steal all the hundreds of billions they can right now. And they don't care about getting caught. And hell, they made it legal. Thanks to the Democrats, it's legal for them to do most of this stuff. If Bush wants to murder his political opponents and steal everything in Iraq. Got to get back to that one more time. Years ago, after they invaded, Bush signed a document saying that everything in Iraq belonged to the provisional, whatever that hand job thing over there, that is his. He controls that. So legally, Bush signed a document that put him in personal ownership of everything in Iraq. So if he gets caught stealing, you know, $500 billion worth of something, well, that's his. He can't steal what he owns. That's his personal stuff. But that's okay. The Democrats don't mind. After all, they want to get along. That's what good Democrats do, and they're pink tutus.
All right, our first guest is one of Hollywood's biggest stars, your actor, comedian, director, and author. Please welcome Billy Crystal.
You look good,
Dave. Can you wear that mask with a Spanish accent?
Yes, I can, darling.
Did you participate in Halloween last night?
Sort of. I put on a tie and a jacket and put some numbers under my face. I went as Tom DeLay's mugshot.
Let's talk a little bit about torture without talking about torture, because everybody's got their opinion, and it's one of those things like Israel that just makes people go crazy. But here's a letter about someone who, you know, a lot of times when you change the subject, it's an admission that had you stayed on the subject, you would have lost. And so, you know, a lot of times if you're watching a Republican and a Democrat debate, when the Republican changes the subject, you would think there should be a counter below each of the guys. You know, like say they're on TV and there's a little number superimposed on the screen. And every time someone changes the subject, their opponent gets a point because they had to refuse, they had to surrender and move to a different point because they felt they were losing. Here's the one, first the guy writes in, torture is never acceptable. It is astounding that with all the horrific evidence of abuse we've seen, Bush would push so hard for an exemption to the Senate's proposed ban on torture. The exemption would allow the CIA to use cruel, inhuman, and degrading torture on prisoners in U.S. custody. Torture is never acceptable. The fact that Bush has threatened to use his first ever veto to block the torture ban shows how far outside the mainstream American values Bush is. Americans need to take a stand. We can't sit by while Bush and Cheney turn our country into a rogue nation that sanctions torture, says Joe Cartino, Portland. And when I say Portland, that's Portland, Oregon. I know you people in Maine like to think that you're the Portland. Nah. Portland is Portland, Oregon. You're the other Portland, you Maine Portlanders. Now, here's the guy who disagrees. Some tactics aren't torture. Now, see, he just changed the subject. He just changed. The subject was torture. Now he's saying, well, smiling at the man, that's not torture. Well, hello. That's a whole new subject. We're talking about torture. Now, this guy wants to go off on some other field, so let's follow him for a minute. We support the Bush administration's stand on torture. We do not classify humiliation or degradation in the same class as physical torture. Well, that's a brand new subject. What's wrong with you? Dude, we're talking about torture is acceptable, yes or no. And your point is, not everything is torture. Well, obviously. Is there anyone that told you that everything is torture? No, that didn't happen. You made shit up. You changed the subject because you know your subject, as you stand on it, is a loser for you. So you decided to change the subject, hoping the grass was greener on a new subject. We couldn't care less how many copies of a Koran get flushed down the toilet or how many naked women dance around terror suspects. If such tactics had them get them to talk and divulge their plans, we are for it. Those on the left tried to muddy the waters by saying any form of humiliation or degradation is torture. This is nonsense. You know, this just came up. Did you hear? Oh, these monkeys are Mark and Julie Krause, Ashburn, Virginia. I heard some kind of semi-intelligent conversation about this subject. The linchpin, the fulcrum in the apostrophe here on this torture business is McCain is saying we don't want to have this, torture as it's defined. And Bush saying, yes, we do need that. And the fulcrum here was waterboarding. One of those guys, the guy that looks like the porno actor, Ron Jeremy, is the porno actor. They grabbed a guy. The only picture you've ever seen of this guy, he's got a bunch of facial hair, wild, crazy, curly black hair. He's in a t-shirt, his hands are cuffed behind him, and it's the only picture you've ever seen of this guy. Anyway, they said he was one of the masterminds behind 9/11, and they waterboarded this guy to get information about someone else. And because they did that, they went and captured this other guy. Now, do you know what waterboarding is? Waterboarding is when you get like a seesaw. And you tie the guy up to the end of the seesaw, you know, like you're on one end, he's on the other. And by lifting your leg up and down, you put his head up and down under the water. So what you do, you tell the guy, are you ready to meet your maker? We're going to kill you now. Are you ready for that? And the guy says, oh, you know, sure wish you weren't about to kill me, but what am I going to do? I'm tied to a plank of, you know. So he's tied to a plank of wood, and then they lower him underwater. And while he's underwater, just guessing, I guess he holds out as long as he can. And at some point, he can't help himself. He breathes in a bunch of water, and he begins dying. And at that point, they pull him out of the water. And I'm guessing he spits up a bunch of water, and he coughs, and he heaves. And they stand there and laugh at him, maybe smack him a few times and say, we're going to put you back on. And they just keep doing that. They just keep sticking this guy's head underwater. And they hold him underwater until he starts dying. And trust me, at the last second, you know, I don't know if they wait for him to take 2-3 breaths. If they're doing this right, they have him hooked up to the heart monitors and all that stuff. So when his heart stops, then they pull him out of the water, give him some quick chest compressions or something, maybe shock him, whatever, bring him back, and then they start again. Now, this is what the Bush administration is arguing for. I don't think anyone in this world can call it anything but torture. You're holding a man's head underwater until he either dies or comes close to dying, and then you bring him back so he can do it again, and then you do it again, and then he dies, and you bring him back, and then you do it again. And there's no time limit on this. They can do this for days. They can do this for months. I mean, at some point, you know, the torturee would just say, you know, would you please shoot me in the head? Because anything, I think they did this, they did Jack Bauer that way on the old 24. And I know you crazy people. Well, you're not all crazy, but some people, oh, Bart's stuck in 24. Bart thinks the real world is 24. Bart thinks he's Jack Bauer. Some of you people, you argue funny. But that's what they did to Jack in 24. They just kept torturing him. And, you know, when he died, they'd bring him back and they'd torture him some more. So this is what Bush and Cheney and Rumsey, this is what they stand for. We, America the torturer. America the they murder you again and again and again. That's what we become. That's what McCain's wanting to outlaw. And we can't have a real debate on it because we got monkeys like Mark and Julie Krause of Ashburn, Virginia saying, well, it's not wrong to... If a naked woman dances, that's not torture. Well, yeah, asshole, we know that that's not torture. We're talking about the thing that Bush and McCain are arguing about. Holding a man's head underwater and then shocking him back to life after he dies. That's torture. I know it, you know it, Bob Dole knows it, the American people know it. But monkeys like Mark and Julia Krause of Ashburn, Virginia, that's how they get around. They can't talk about the facts. The facts, as they present themselves, is a loser for them. So they say, what's wrong with dancing naked women? Now see, in my book, when you have to change the subject that way, you are conceding. You're waving a white flag. You're saying, yes, you're right. I'm a loser on the subject, so I'm going to try to skillfully change the subject so we move the topic over here because the topic where it is a loser for me. This is how Republicans argue. They have to cheat to win, and they don't mind cheating because they don't play fair like we do.
Bart Cop. He's better than a sharp stick in the ear.